Yorkshire. It's Mike Wynne with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Last week we commemorated the wonderfully productive and creative life of Rudy Van Gelder, which resulted in us playing some long, long tracks. This week I'll overcompensate. Is there any other way? Overcompensate by having lots of shorties. So I'll minimise the waffle to keep the music waffle ratio at their usual, almost tolerable levels. Joe Zawinul's classic compo Mercy, 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 here recorded in London in May 2005 by Ashley Brown on tenor, a 1937 Buffet tenor to be precise, Jeff Lawrence on a 1973 Gretsch Deluxe Chet guitar, and that's all I know, so we'll go straight into a big band. Thank you. These Foolish Things is a jazz standard, and here in August 2010 at the Pinewood Studios, just down the road, it's the Frank Griffith Big Band, Frank on tenor here, but clarinet occasionally on this album, entitled Holland Park Non-Stop. It's a 16-piece big band led, as we know, by Frank Griffith, who also did all the arrangements. There are some terrific British musos in the band. I'll just single out Matt Waits, Karen Sharp, Steve Fishwick, Tony Dixon, to give you an idea of the calibre of musos involved. There's a new 5-CD Basie album out. The Count Basie Band had an eight-night residency at the Crescendo Club in Hollywood, end June, early July 1958, and this was one of Basie's best-ever lineups. The band had just released their sensational E equals MC squared LP, later known as The Atomic Mr. Basie. That was 7 months before this gig, and with the exception of Eddie Lockjaw Davis on tenor, it's that lineup. Again, I'll just give you a sprinkling of names. Thad Jones, Joe Newman, Al Gray, Franks, Wes and Foster, Marshall Royal and, of course, Freddie Green. Inevitably, as it was recorded over several nights, some songs are repeated. There are 91 tracks here, but it's a must-have for Basie fans. And we've just heard the Neil Hefti compo, Bubbles. Rather lazily, I'm going to play you another song from this box set. Question, can you guess the names of both of these singers?
Let me tell you about a girl alone. She's my baby and she lives next door. Every morning before the sun comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. It's why I know, yes, I know. Oh, hallelujah, I just love her so. Come on. When I'm in trouble and I have no friends, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I spoil it, Jim, and I say, she told me so. I know, yes, I know. A hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone, tell her baby that I'm all alone. By the time I count from one to four, I hear on my door. She holds me real tight and tells me that everything's alright. That's why I know, yes I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so.
Sam, she is a real fine baby. I like a whole lot of gravy. She says the diddle you bling, the diddle you doobie doo doo wee. I sook a doo book a doo dick and blue dick and doo dick and doo yeek and doo doo. Well, I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. And if I call her on the telephone and I tell her daddy's all alone, what happens, Sammy?
By the time I count from one to four, we'll hear her
on our door. Kisses me and then she holds him tight and tells him, daddy, everything's all right. I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I love her so. Deep in soul, hallelujah, I just love her. You know, hallelujah. Well, I love her so.
The Ray Charles song, Hallelujah, I Love Her So. The first singer was very obviously Joe Williams, Count Basie's regular guy. The second one was trickier. All the big names came to see the Basie band, and on one particular night, there was Marilyn Monroe, Mel Torme, and yes, Sammy Davis Jr. And we've just had three big band numbers in a row, so we'd better have a change.
Thank you.
The title song from a 94 released Venus album, Just Friends. The recording date was December 94 in Tokyo. Oddly, it's rare to have a Venus album recorded in Japan as opposed to New York. The two co-leaders are tenor man Satoru Oda and our great chum pianist Hank Jones, with Slide Hampton trombone, Andy McKee bass, Lewis Nash drums. And next, a Japanese artist on a Japanese label, but recorded in the US.
Thank you.
a new name for me, Miki Hayama. She's the leader on this August 2006 album, recorded at the Charleston Road Studio, Hampton, New Jersey. And again, it's the title song, Ellington's Prelude to a Kiss. Japan-born Hayama was introed to jazz via her father's record collection, but went on to study classical piano at university. Since then, she's been out-and-out jazz. She moved to New York in 2003, where she's having some considerable impact on the local scene. And by the way, she also plays the organ with the gospel choir at the Cathedral United Baptist Church in the Bronx. Kiyoshi Katagawa, bass, Eric McPherson, Emac on drums. This next one is from a recently released CD of Tubby Hayes recordings.
The Downbeat Big Band, led by Tubby Hayes.
Thank you.
Downbeat Jazz was originally in Archer Street, just off Shaftesbury Avenue, but it was very short-lived, about 6 months in 1951, but long enough to mark the debut of the 15-year-old tenor man, tenor boy, Tubby Hayes. The Downbeat Jazz Club then reopened in the upper room of the large Manor House pub, the corner of Green Lanes and Seven Sisters Road. That opened in 54 with the then 18-year-old Tubbs, and the name, the Downbeat Big Band, was born. Died, born again, died, and so on. Trumpeter Jimmy Ducha was the official leader. This recording is from the BBC Jazz Club, from the Paris Theatre in London, and broadcast September 1960. And the band includes all the great British jazzmen of the day. Ducha and Tubbs, we already know about. Ronnie Scott, Terry Shannon, Victor Feldman, Les Condon. And we heard Jimmy Ducha's Abba Chu. Change of pace and style now. Guitarist Alex Degrassi wanders in and out of the jazz scene. You could easily classify the song we've just heard in a number of genres, if you so wished. But we don't, and it suited us very well in a jazz sense. Degrassi's first LP, Turning, Turning Back, and that was his own compo, Waltz and March of the Rhinoceri. Obviously. We've already had one Ray Charles song on the show this week. Here's another, my very, very fave. That's from a double LP on the mainstream label. It's called The Big F, and big it is, a 28-piecer. Maynard Ferguson is the leader, hence the F, and he's on, unusually, valve trombone for the start of the Ray Charles classic, What Did I Say? Then later in the number, he switches to trumpet, after Frank Vicari's tenor solo, December 64 in New York. This LP was originally released as The Blues Roar. Let's stay in that groove. John Ace Cannon wasn't really a jazzman. Well, he was inducted to both the Rock and Roll and Rockabilly Halls of Fame. So no, not jazz at all. But his playing is always upbeat and raunchy, especially there on the Bobby Timmons song Moaning, a real toe-tapper. And after that, do you fancy a groovy samba? Thank you. Samba, a Sergio Mendes song that hasn't been recorded that much. I'm struggling at this very moment to think of any versions other than Cannonball Adderley's. This is guitarist Randy Johnston in July 2004 in Brooklyn, New York, with Duane Burno on bass and Gene Jackson drums. Pianist Xavier Davis is on half the numbers on this High Note album called Is It You? Next up, Ellington and Friends.
Thank you.
And the reason for that different Ellington sound is that this was the Esquire All-American 1946 Award Winners, recorded in New York, Jan 46. It was a subset of the Ellington Band, plus the other winners. On this recording of The One That Got Away, the Ellingtonians are the Duke himself plus Billy Strayhorn, and they seem to alternate at the piano. Jimmy Hamilton clarinet, Johnny Hodges alto, Sonny Greer drums. The non-Ellingtonians are Charlie Shavers trumpet, Don Byers tenor, Red Norvo vibes, Remo Palmieri guitar, and Chubby Jackson bass. Next up, Sonny Clark. That was Minor Meeting, recorded New York, March 1960. Sonny Clark is pianist and leader and deserves even more recognition for his contribution to our music than he ever got in his lifetime or subsequently. And this is a dream piano-based drums lineup: Sonny Clark piano, George Duvivier bass, Max Roach drums. Now, if I rush, well, not rush, just keep quiet, we can fit in two more. Thank you. Jump Start, written by Benny Golson and included on his latest album, recorded at the Samurai Hotel Recording Studio. Nope, I haven't heard of that before either. And that was New York, December 2015. Golson tenor, Mike Ledon piano, Buster Williams bass, Carl Allen drums. Our last one, our very last one, it's Irby Green and 20 of the world's greatest trombone players, so 21 trombones in total, recorded in New York, 1968, with, well, everybody who ever played trombone. Let's hear John Barry's James Bond theme, You Only Live Twice.
Thank you.
As always, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun and that you'll be back again next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care, be well.